before you contact a multifamily or commercial property owner, maybe it's a large apartment complex like you see over my shoulder here, before you reach out to the owners, you need to make sure that you've got your funding in place or that you have your exit buyer in place if you're trying to find deals for other people or your partners lined up. There's a lot of people out there that will tell you go find a good deal and everything else will fall into place. Well, if you don't have any network, if you don't have those relationships, those contacts in place before you go hunting for a deal, doesn't matter how good the deal is. If you don't have the money, if you don't have the contacts, the resources, or the ability to perform, nobody's going to take you serious and you're not going to convey confidence. Sophisticated investors and owners can sniff out whether or not you can actually perform, whether or not you can actually get the deal done, or if you know what you're doing and how you talk to commercial and multifamily property owners from a point of confidence and competence. How do you convey that you're competent? How do you establish a confident mentality? How do you show them that you are competent and that you know what you're talking about, you know what you're doing? That happens by first and foremost knowing for certain 100% that you have the money, you can get the money, or you have the contacts, resources, partners to align yourself with to take that deal down. So it's one thing to know how to find the property, how to look up the owner's contact information. I made videos on that. You can go look at the commercial multifamily playlist and even on my real estate development playlist on how to find the owners of property, how to get their phone numbers and things like that. But before you do that, make sure you got the money lined up. Make sure you have, if you don't have the money, if you don't have the net worth, make sure you have partners that do, that are willing to go into the deal with you. If you have investors, make sure you've got them lined up. You know how much money that they are willing to commit to the deal. And understand, everybody says they're interested until it comes time to write the check. So interest is not intention and execution. Interest is not always intention of execution. Interest is, hey, I'm interested. So everybody's interested till it comes time to write the check. So make sure you qualify your investors, qualify your financing, qualify your partners and potential KPIs on deals if you need that to help you qualify, so that you can take these deals down. So when you contact these owners of the commercial multifamily properties, that you can convey the confidence of a deal maker, somebody who can get deals done. And that's the reputation you want to have. You never want to reach out to somebody if you don't know what you're going to do with that deal, if you don't know you can get it done. That will convey a lack of confidence and a lack of credibility.